This holiday, deck their countertops with peppermint white chocolate mochas, gingerbread lattes, and pumpkin cream cold brews. Ninja Luxe Cafe is the ultimate gift. It's the number one best-selling espresso machine in the U.S., perfect for the coffee lovers in your life. If they can dream it, they can brew it. No skills needed. Espresso balanced. Drip coffee, rich. Cold brew in a flash. Hands-free, silky microfoam. Dairy or plant-based milks. Bring joy into their holiday and every day after with Ninja Luxe Cafe. Shop now.
Welcome to the 35th episode of TuneCast, brought to you by the GeekCast Radio Network. I'm your host, TFG and Mike, and I'm joined by, once again, Kevin, Professor Boss K-Dog Thompson. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I am fantastic.
And, unfortunately, today we will be discussing Challenge of the GoBots. Boo.
Be nice. I'm not gonna let you do too much hating on the GoBots.
Oh please, this is gonna be a nothing but a curse fest for me, buddy. You fucking.
Oh jeez. I'm excited. As much as I love the Disney Spotlight, and I can't wait until we go back to it, because I'm really enjoying that. I'm kind of excited to go back and talk about just a regular good old cartoon for. You know, kind of get back into that track for a little while, so I'm actually excited about the episode.
This is not a good old cartoon. This is a good old piece of shit cartoon is what this is. But anyway, before we get into that, what have you been up to in the last week or so?
Actually not a whole lot. I'm trying to finish up, I'm doing a thing where I'm ranking the top 50 movies of the decade for the 80s, the 90s, and the whatever you want to call it, 2000s, double ops, whatever you want to call it. But I'm just finalizing my top 50 list for each of those decades, and I'm going to make a post on probably on my Facebook or somewhere sometime at the end of this week. So other than that, I haven't been doing a whole lot.
Yeah, it's been a busy couple of weeks. We've got, because, you know, again, this episode won't go out until the last week of January. Yeah, the last week of January. No. Hell, I don't know when the hell it's going out. I don't know. Wednesdays from this Wednesday, or a week from this Wednesday, whatever, I don't know. Anyway, it's been going on last week or so. had the interview with Miss Tara Strong. That was really, really awesome. Really nice person to talk to. She actually told us. I kind of grabbed a question from the Radio Free Cybertron crew when they talked to Gary Chalk before we did. About what is your strangest train experience? Well, we asked that to Tara. And her response was, a girl asked her to sign her butt. And my co-host asked her, did you sign it? And yeah, it was a pretty nice butt, is what Tara's response was. So, yeah, that was a really cool experience to be able to interview her. We at GeekCast Radio, we're just blasting off with content. Not only this show, M-Wire, Beast Unleashed is blasting off as well. We're getting ready to record episode 2 here soon. And then on the, I believe the week of the release for this one, that Tuesday before this release, Lupus Convoy from TFW and I will be starting the Secret Origins podcast, which is a review show of all 91 episodes of Justice League. So, yeah, we're pretty fucking busy around here.
Oh the one show I won't be jealous of you being a part of.
What the hell is your problem with Justice League?
Nothing. I've just never been a Justice League fanatic or anything like that. I can be jealous of the Beast Unleashed, but I'm not going to be jealous of the Secret Origin.
Well, you know, if you had internet access, you could actually listen to the episode. You can just call into the voicemail line and leave your own thoughts, and we'll play voicemails. You know, voicemail number's 502-526-5821. Anyone can leave voicemails for any of the shows. Yes.
I'll be the voicemail stalker.
What?
I'll be a voicemail stalker.
God. Thank God for the delete button. Anyways, but yeah, that's pretty much what's going on with me. And I guess that we can get into the show today, even though I'm pretty much dreading it. Oh, God.
Oh, stop it.
Oh, Christ. Fucking knockoffs. It's like looking at...
You can't call them knockoffs. You cannot call them knockoffs.
It's like looking...
I will not let you do that.
Transformers toy knockoff. Anyway, we'll...
It is not.
Yes, we'll get into it in a minute. We'll be right back.
When the girls and I aren't off saving the world, we listen to all the Geekcast Radio Network podcasts.
We are back, and it is time for the... Oh, Christ, the history lesson.
Alrighty, folks. Get excited, because for today's history lesson, we are going back to 1984 for Challenge of the GoBots. Challenge of the GoBots is an American animated series produced by Hanna-Barbera Productions, and it's obviously based on the GoBots toy line released from Tonka. Most of the toys were imported from the Japanese Machine Robo toy line. The GoBots originally debuted in animated form as a 5-part miniseries which aired in syndication from October 29th to November 2nd, 1984, which, yes, folks, means that it was out before Transformers. A regular series followed the next year, premiering on September 16th, 1985. The series was later rerun on USA Cartoon Express. That does it for your non-knockoff GoBot history lesson. Let's move on to some general memories.
Fucking knockoff. And I do have to... Why don't you go into your general memories? Because I want to look something up, because I think that information is wrong.
It might be wrong, but I know it did air before Transformers.
Well, I shit on that, but go ahead and general memories.
General memories, I definitely remember watching this show as a kid. You know, not everybody was the right age at the right time, but I definitely was, and I actually was watching both Transformers and GoBots as they were originally airing. And I will admit, for a while, I watched them both pretty regularly. And I didn't necessarily, at first, well, I shouldn't say that. I did have a favorite right from the beginning, but I still watched them both. I mean, I obviously preferred Transformers more, and we'll get into the comparisons of them a lot later. But I remember watching the show. I actually didn't mind the show as a kid. As a kid, I enjoyed watching the show. I enjoyed the characters. I actually, even though it was a completely different look and it maybe kind of a cheaper look, I actually enjoyed the look of the show. I enjoyed everything about the show, but not nearly as much as I enjoyed other shows that were out there at the time. I was a cartoon fanatic. I would watch anything that was being aired no matter what. I mean, I somehow have memories of watching almost every 80s cartoon that ever aired. So, I mean, I didn't enjoy it as much as I enjoyed He-Man and Transformers and Silverhawks and G.I. Joe and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and stuff like that. But I'm not going to say I didn't enjoy it as a kid. That being said, I did have some of the toys, if you can call them that.
Knockoff.
No, not knockoff toys. Well, we got to get that out of the way here in a minute. But I did have some of the toys. The toys were crap, especially compared to Transformers toys. But I did have some of them. You know, I did play with them. So I remember having the toys. I remember watching the show. And I remember enjoying it as a kid. But trying to watch it now is very hard. I'm going to give it another chance. I tried to do it this week, and I tried to watch some episodes on YouTube, and I just couldn't get into it. I couldn't get through, like, a whole episode. It just doesn't stand up to the test of time as far as what I'm concerned right now. That being said, I am going to give it another chance at some point, and, you know, when I'm have a more clear mind and I'm not so, I don't know, busy with other stuff or whatever, I'm going to try to watch it again and give it another shot. I'd like to watch it from the entire series from beginning to end at some point, but I don't know if I'll ever be able to do that. But, you know, so it doesn't stand up to the test of time. But as far as the general memory, I watched this show. I played with the toys. I enjoyed it. It was fun for its time. But it was nothing compared to some of the other 80s cartoons out there.
Oh, yeah. And just to clarify, according to IMDb and according to the research that I gathered from Wikipedia and what you said a second ago about it coming before Transformers, you're wrong.
No, you're not right on that. You're not right on that. I promise you, I've done research into this. When I was researching the cartoon stuff that I'm doing, I've also had hours and hours of conversation with people from TFW 2005 about this. And I don't care what it says on whatever website you're looking at, GoBots aired before Transformers. It aired before Transformers. The toys came before Transformers. Everything about GoBots came before Transformers. And the reason I'm arguing this, hold on, give me a second, is because when I had this argument, I was on your side. And I was trying to prove that Transformers came first. And we went back and we went through, the guy that I was arguing with provided me with irrefutable evidence that GoBots came first. I can look up later this week and find that conversation on TFW's forums. And it'll prove it to you, but you're just going to have to take my word for it. Everything about GoBots, even though I was arguing the other side before, I was arguing for Transformers, everything about GoBots came
through. No, it did not. No, bullshit. I call bullshit on it because...
You bet me as much money as you want, I can prove it to you online with resources as soon as I get to a computer.
I can prove it to you right now online with resources, but I'm telling you, the toys may have come first. I'm not going to argue that.
So, first two.
No, the show did not.
Not the actual, the mini-series, the five-part mini-series came before anything Transformers had ever aired.
Well, according to the information in the wiki, as far as the GoBots originally debuted in animated form as a five-part mini-series, which aired in syndication from October 29th.
That's wrong. Those dates are wrong. The five-part mini-series aired the spring before.
Okay, I was going to say, because Transformers, the start date was September 17th.
No, I don't remember if it was the spring or if it was a couple weeks ago. I really have to look up that conversation that I had with this other guy, because I was on your side. I was fighting tooth and nail for that Transformers came first, and he showed me evidence that I could not argue against. I don't remember if it was the spring before or if it was just a couple weeks before, but I know it aired beforehand, and I was really pissed off when I found that out.
I'm looking it up on here right now. 1 week.
Okay, maybe that's what it was. Like I said, I couldn't remember if it was the spring or if it was a couple of weeks.
Okay, Transformers G1 came out September 17th, 1984. GoBots premiered 9 days before that on September 8th.
Right, but this will get into some other things that I want to talk about. There's not really a spot in our script for us to talk about this, so I'll just kind of throw it out there right now. Just a little, since we were kind of talking a history lesson. And this is one reason why GoBots was not as good.
Damn.
Even though it came out first, they did that. They rushed everything, and they were in such a hurry to beat Transformers both to the airwaves and to the toy shelves that they rushed everything. And I think that's one of the big reasons why the quality was... I mean, I know they only beat Transformers by like a week as far as air dates go, but it was much more before that where they were rushing through things to try to beat them to the... They figured if they were first on the scene, that they would be the ones that would be successful, and they sacrificed so much quality in doing that I think that really is what caused them to be such an inferior cartoon. Nobody can argue that GoBots is better than Transformers, because that's just ludicrous.
Well, no, GoBots isn't better than Transformers.
They may have come first, and so we can't call them necessarily knockoffs. I mean, you can call them that. It's just not an accurate statement. But they are definitely far below Transformers in quality and in everything.
Well, see, that's what I'm talking about. And, I mean, I know we're going to get into this later, but that's what I'm talking about. When I was watching the show this week, the transformations are horrible. I mean, you know, I went through the...
Everything's cool.
I went through the... The season of G1, and I picked out every single mistake I could find. And in this show, I can't even pay attention to every fucking single mistake that's in this show.
Yeah.
And I
And I think one thing that you got to think about is basically we have toys that are being released from Tonka compared to toys that are being released by Hasbro. And I don't mean to be mean, but Tonka has never produced anything close to what Hasbro can produce.
Tonka was originally construction vehicles. I remember because I had a whole bunch of cranes and dump trucks, and it was these die-cast metal, big, well, not like big, but like kid-size trucks, you know.
Yeah. And then on the same hand, you have Hanna-Barbera, who has, I'd have to kind of go back through a whole list of every cartoon that Hanna-Barbera's ever made, but they've never been successful with this type of cartoon, in my opinion. And then you have, you know, Sunbow and you know, the people behind Transformers that have had lots of success with it. So it was almost like when you, this is a bad comparison, but it's almost like when you're a kid and, you know, one person had, I don't know, what's a good comparison? Like, it's like having the name brand of something and then having the Farm and Fleet brand.
It's basically like drinking Tropicana, you know, pure premium orange juice and drinking Florida's Choice or whatever the hell, and not, you know, Minute Maid or something or whatever, yeah.
Oh, I got a good one. Here we go. It's almost like drinking Mountain Dew compared to whatever that Sam's Club one is. It's like something lightning or something like that. Yeah. That's basically what it is. I mean, do you remember watching this as a kid going into your general
movie? You know, I do. And I remember I didn't like it then. And I don't. I know I don't like it now.
No, I know I don't like it now, and like I said, I can't hardly watch an episode straight through, and, you know, I don't think it stands up to the test of time and all that other stuff, but I'm not going to say that I didn't like it as a kid. I don't know if it was because as a kid I was just less critical, but for a while I liked it as a kid. Now, if I had my choice of watching it versus, you know, Transformers, He-Man, G.I. Joe, whatever, I would have picked the other show, but I still remember at some point liking parts of the show. Maybe it was just because there was more toys and more characters I was able to at least give a look at, but I didn't hate it when I was
Well,
a kid.
For me,
like,
you know,
somewhat now.
Yeah. Well, for me, the only problem, or not the only problem, but the only good thing about this show, since I was watching it this week, it's the intro and
I know what you're gonna say.
It's the intro and the outro theme, and that's it. The rest of it sucks.
Yeah.
The voice.
The intro is awesome.
The voice acting is okay. It's not the best.
I thought the voice acting was pretty good. I mean, we can get into that later. I think there's some parts of it that are decent, some parts of it that are okay, but I agree with you 100% that the best part about this show is the theme song.
Yeah.
If the show could have lived up to the theme song, we'd be having a hit.
Yes, exactly. Do we want to go over the characters, or do we just want to go to the cast themselves?
I just briefly want to go over the characters. And I don't want to go into who's who and all this other stuff. I just want to say a couple things. One thing that just screamed at me, generic, secondhand cartoon, was the names of these freaking characters. The names of the characters are terrible. And you don't need to go any further than the number one good guy being named Leader One. That's terrible.
Yeah.
That's the least creative name. I can give you, go ahead and have, I mean, these names aren't good, but go ahead and have a Turbo and a Scoop and a Crasher, even though those are some of the most common character names for, I mean, it doesn't seem like it takes much creativity, but they're not as bad as Leader One. Leader One's just a bad name for a character. I don't mind, I guess, Sidekill and Copter, I guess, whatever, maybe they're somewhat more creative, but the names of all these characters are just, they're just terrible.
Alright, I got a question. I don't know. I know Nissan has been around for a very long time. Hopefully they were around when this show was created, because they could sue these people. They have a character named Pathfinder. What the hell?
And they did, I think there has been some issues with some of the, whatever you want to call them, trademarks and certain stuff. They did get certain names trademarked, and we'll talk about that a little bit later, but, you know, like GoBot, Sidekill, Leader One, some of those are trademarked, but I am pretty sure if they ever wanted to do, like, they'll never do this, and we'll get into the reasons why they'll never do this later, but, like, let's say they wanted to come out with a commemorative line of toys, they would not be able to come out with toys for half the characters, or they'd have to rename them. It's kind of like what Transformers had to deal with Skyfire.
Yeah.
And then the cons when they came out with their collective, you know, the commemorative edition. They would have to do that with almost every name of their characters.
What the hell kind of a name is Rescue? Isn't it supposed to be Rescue, not Rescue? That makes... God.
They thought they were clever with all their little hyphenated words and different takes on stuff. And I mean, Screwhead has the name of the character that's basically, I don't know.
God, horrible.
Everything about the names were terrible. And if you're gonna have a successful cartoon, you gotta have cool names. You gotta have names that kids are like, that guy sounds cool. Like.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't. You look at all the successful cartoons out there. You have cool names. Like, look at your bad guys. Like a Cobra Commander, or like a Megatron, or like a Skeletor. Those are cool names. Psycho and Leader One are not going to carry the franchise. That's all I wanted to say on the characters. I'm not going into all the characters. Some of the characters annoyed me. I can't remember if it was Turbo or Scooter, but one of them annoyed the piss out of me.
Yeah, it was probably Scooter. But I'm just scrolling.
And if Crasher. If Crasher is not one of the most disturbing female characters in history...
Oh, yeah, she is.
I mean, she just screams... I'm not going to say anything because I don't want to piss off certain parts of our population, but she screams something.
Mm-hmm. You know, DC Comics can sue these creators because they have a character named Zod in here. No damn sense. All right.
They were in such a rush that they just apparently didn't want to take the time to come up with cool names. Mm-hmm.
All right, get...
The cast is good, though.
Yeah. The cast is actually pretty good.
Yeah.
For the most part.
You have a lot of people that were doing Transformers and GoBots at the same time, which just seems so weird, because they were competing against each other, but when you're a voice actor, you're not really concerned about who's going up against who, I guess. You're just trying to work and get a job, but there's at least 5 people that were doing both shows.
Oh yeah.
We'll just run down. I'll give you a few of the famous names just so you're aware of who they are. The 5 that have done Transformers, obviously you have Arthur Burghardt, who was one of the main characters with Copter and Turbo. You have Dick Gaudier, I always say his name wrong, but with Claws. I think DJ Ward at one point had something to do with Transformers, but maybe not. Smallfoot, and then of course the main two there with Peter Cullen and, like always, Frank Welker. Frank Welker playing a little bit bigger of a part since he was a Scooter, which is one of the main characters, but Peter Cullen also had a couple roles on there.
Yeah.
I actually have all of those Peter Cullen roles and Frank Welker roles up on behindthevoiceactors.com if you want to hear Frank Welker or Peter Cullen doing it, the GoBot voices.
And I hope this is accurate. Of course, I got it from IMDb, but apparently Andrea Romano was the voice director, casting director on this.
Surprise, surprise.
I need to go back and count how many shows. Of course, once we get to the end of the podcast, she'll be the voice director for the last 8 episodes. But anyway, if that doesn't give you a hint to what the end of this show is, I don't know what you're smoking. You want to talk about any of the I don't know why I even put the episode list in here. I don't even really care about the episode list.
Yeah. Episodes aren't important.
I don't know. It was going into the behind the scenes here, whatever. It was directed by Arthur Davis, Reed Robbins.
The only name on there I recognize is Carl Obama, but I don't remember why I recognize it.
Carl Obama?
Urbano, the last one. He was only directing 5 episodes, but I remember him for some. He's done something in one of the other shows we talked about. I don't know which one.
I recognize Tom Ruger from the writing credits.
The writing credits are interesting, and that's probably one reason why this show is terrible. I shouldn't say too much. I don't know if Jeff Siegel, I assume he's done a lot of other stuff, so that's a very familiar name. And Tom Ruger's obviously good. I don't know if Kelly Ward is somehow related to BJ, but there's 3 Wards involved with the show. Kelly Ward and Kirby Ward and BJ Ward. I don't know if they're related at all or not. But it has two of the worst Transformers writers on the list here, with Doug Booth and Don Glut. So maybe it's no surprise that some of these episodes are terrible.
I'm actually surprised to see Alan Burnett's name here, because he was one of the writers and creators of a lot of the DC Animated Universe cartoons. I'm very surprised to see his name here. But, yeah, again, this show sucks. Can't say it enough times, people. This show sucks.
It was alright for its time, but it's nothing that you should be watching now. It's nothing that you need to own on DVD. But it was alright for the 80s. It had it played its part. You know, it gave Transformers some competition for a tiny bit. But, you know, it has its place in the 80s history.
Yeah, a very, very morbid place in history. Anyway, basically, I'm going to do like a 2-second synopsis here. We have giant robots that are fighting each other. One are called Guardians, the other are called Renegades. Yeah, if that's not Autobot and Decepticon, I don't know what fucking is, these goddamn knockoffs.
Can't call them knockoffs. Stop doing
that. I don't
that.
Care, they are. They just fucking are. They're cheap. These are things that you would go to a thrift store to get rather than go to Toys R Us and get real Transformers.
The knockoff implies that they stole something from Transformers.
They
like that they stole the idea or that they copied something.
Well, anyway. it's just these...
Actually, Transformers did actually steal one thing from GoBots. As bad as I want to say it, or as bad as it pains me to say it, they did steal one idea from GoBots.
Which was?
And that was the headmaster idea. The idea of fusing the human into the actual robotic form and kind of having it like that partnership type thing. That's basically stolen from GoBots, but they did a much better job with it.
Damn right. Every episode that I've seen of GoBots, the humans in the episode were scared for the most part, like the general like crowd. You know how you have that crowd shot? Oh my god, it's a giant fucking robot!
Yeah.
Just in general, though, the non-characterized humans were scared of both sides regardless. It doesn't matter if they were aliens or renegades or what the hell ever, I don't know.
And that might have had something to do with, and I think this is a bad idea, this is a bad decision from the production team or from the writers or whoever was in, you know, one of the head honchos, is the fact that, you know, kind of skipping ahead here, that there was no clear divide between the two factions. There was no way to tell the two apart from an outside perspective. If you're watching the show for the first time, you have no idea who's on whose side, because there's no emblem, there's no color scheme, there's no identifying marks to tell the good guys from the bad guys.
Yeah, yeah, and what Transformers had always had, red for Autobot and purple for Decepticon.
Yeah. And that's just not a wise idea. You need to sell something to kids and to get the kids to snatch on immediately and to have a successful toy line, you need something that's very obvious who's good and who's bad. Mm. At least in my opinion. It needs to be clear just by looking at them. That's a bad guy, that's a good guy. Otherwise, you have kids playing with things and they don't have a damn clue what's going on, and I just think it's a bad idea from them. And just one other thing we skipped, I know it's not that important, but if you are a GoBots fan or if you're trying to get a better idea of what GoBots was like, basically every episode you had good against bad, and you basically had three good characters against three bad characters. The main three good characters being Leader One, Turbo, and Scooter, one of which is the most annoying cartoon character possibly in history. And then you have Psykill, Copter, and Crasher for the bad guys. Everybody else in GoBots was basically a guest star, which is another reason why it was not as successful as Transformers, because didn't seem like there was much character development or recurring characters like there is in Transformers. You got to know those six characters pretty well, and everything else was like a one-time shot or, you know, very brief appearances, whereas in Transformers, there was a lot more characters, you got to know them a lot more, and they showed up recurring throughout the series, which I think is a good thing.
And again, I think it has to do with the parent company of Tonka versus the parent company of Hasbro with Transformers, because, like I said before, Tonka was construction vehicles. Tonka was giant die-cast metal construction pieces of thing. You know, they were into all that stuff, and then they tried to get into this transforming thing, or they tried to quote-unquote start it. Hasbro succeeded with it where they failed. It's, when you're talking about the characters and the no line between the factions. The toys didn't have it as either. I don't think if I ever saw a GoBots toy, I would just smirk and just run the hell out of that damn store and never shop there again. Because it's just ridiculous. I won't even search for this crap on eBay.
I have some. I have some that are in my collection because explains a lot here. I have a humongous collection of Transformers. I have more than I want to admit. And I always kept them pretty nice. And then I have all of the GoBots that I ever had, which are less than eight, maybe. All together just in one little plastic baggie. and they're just always shoved in the side at the bottom of the barrel, just like all smashed together, just like these are silly ones. I don't even know what they are. I don't even know what their names are. They look like knockoff Transformers.
But I mean, you know, it all comes back to the fact that, you know, I mean, just looking at this plot, I mean, Hasbro and Sunbow took this plot. And yeah, they changed the name of the planet, but, you know, and the races of the robot. But, you know, I will fully admit that, you know, Transformers aren't knockoffs. They are original, you know, but they did kind of steal the idea for the backstory for the show, like thousands of years ago on the planet Gobatron, while millions of years ago on the planet Cybertron. You know, it's the same thing, but,
yeah,
you know, Transformers just did.
It just seems odd how they're so similar, and you know whether there was someone working for both things. I'm not as big of a GoBot historian as I maybe could be, I guess. But you know, it's hard to say how they became so similar. Like you know, the evidence points that GoBot came out first, but who knows if the idea for Transformers was written first? It's hard to tell.
Yeah, and just overall, I just can't. I know you could watch it, you know, when you were a kid, but even as a kid, I was like, where the hell is Optimus Prime? Give me Optimus Prime. Fuck this Leader 1 bullshit. You know, I didn't want to watch this shit when I was a kid. I would have rather watched My Little Ponies than watch this shit.
My Little Pony was a bad.
It's the lesser of two evils.
I was not a big guy. I'm just getting way off topic, but some of the female or girl, whatever you want to call them, cartoons that were out there, or less manly cartoons that were out there, were not bad at all. I give props to My Little Pony, Care Bears, I can't think of all of them right now, but a lot of them were pretty good.
Yeah, they were. So I guess we're done with the actual show. The music, which again, as we said, the theme is pretty much the only good thing about this show.
And since I haven't done it in a long time, the GoBot theme came in at number 30 for the 1980 to 1995 era. Number 30.
The music.
30th best theme song.
The series' original music was done by Hoyt Curtin. There are no soundtracks according to the information that I have here, so we are going to go straight into the legacy. Do you want to take over with the comparisons?
Sure. Obviously, the franchise of GoBots and Transformers, like you can tell, have been compared, often been compared due to the obvious similarities. GoBots were technically the first to reach the market, but Transformers became the clear leader in both the marketplace and in pop culture. Examples of the similarities, obviously, both have good robots and evil robots fighting in civil wars. They both transform between robot and vehicle-based forms. Gobatron and Cybertron sound very alike. Both franchises introduce female robot characters. I don't necessarily see why this is relevant, but the GoBots did feature these characters right from the first episode, and the one female character was a regular player, whereas Transformers kind of introduced them later on and didn't use them as much, especially in pre-movie Transformers. Both TV series featured veteran voice actors Frank Welker and Peter Cullen, and I don't even want to read the last one. I had problems with the last one. But there's a lot of comparisons between GoBots and Transformers, like you can tell. Obviously, Transformers is a better one. Transformers can withstand the test of time. You can still, I don't care what anyone says, I know there's Transformer G1 haters out there, especially on PSW, but you can still watch G1 episodes of Transformers and get through them and enjoy them today. Yes, there's a handful of bad ones, but for the most part, you can still watch those. I cannot, so far, sit through an episode of GoBots from beginning to end.
No, like I said, the only reason why I sat through one episode on YouTube was so I could get the intro and outro song. As far as the DVD release, I had to actually search the GoBots movie to get this information. This is not part of Challenge of the GoBots, it's part of the GoBots movie. The film has never been released on DVD. A number of trademarks used, including GoBots, Psykill, and Leader One, were taken over by Hasbro when they purchased Tonka, the manufacturer of GoBots, in 1991. Hasbro is unlikely to approve the release of the film on DVD, and it would not be in the interest of the promoting their Transformers brand. If there would be a release, it's very likely the distributor would be Warner Brothers, as they acquire all of Hanna-Barbera's cartoons. As of 2009, hardly any of Hanna-Barbera's 80s catalog, including Challenge of the GoBots, has been released on DVD. The film has been released on VHS in America and the UK and Australia, amongst other locales. Woohoo! Transformers wins! Ha 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 ha! Dumb bastards.
Nobody would have thought of that. But I do remember as a kid when the movie came out. I don't remember anything about it. I don't even know if I've ever seen it. But I do remember it being a big deal for at least for a little bit when it came out. And I remember hearing about it. I would say, though, that I don't necessarily need to see this release on DVD, but Warner Brothers needs to release some of Hanna-Barbera's 80s catalog.
Okay, yeah, that I will agree with to the certain extent that this is one of those, because thank God for Hasbro buying Tonka out. Oh my God, this is so freaking great. Transformers, last fucking laugh. Hell yeah. Fucking.
I just found another comparison here. Transformers and Hasbro is basically like the Target and Walmart, and Tonka robots is like pink.
Yeah, you're right.
But if nothing else, at least go listen to the theme song.
Yeah, theme song, yes. Everything else, hell no. All right, we're going to take a quick break. You're going to hear some ads. You're going to hear some new TuneCast material as far as intro, outro to the ads. We will be right back after this.
There once was a boy, an albino, I'm told, who possessed the power of Pen Pusher Gold. He had many stories, all short and exciting, but nobody knew, and so he began writing. He sat there all summer and skillfully sought to perfectly ponder and polish each plot. The settings were set, all the characters cast, his fingers were flying and flailing so fast, and soon the young man with the snowy complexion quickly concocted the caffeine collection. He smiled, satisfied with his clever creation. Oh, the things that did pour from his imagination. Stories of pirates and future police, of devils and bullies, and a twist press release. Fantasy, mystery, both are included. Comedy, action, no genre excluded. You say to yourself, it's too good to be true, but author Steve Saylor would not lie to you. An audiobook so you don't have to read. And hey, $15 is all that you need.
From the author of the podcast novel Black Shadow, Steve Saylor presents The Caffeine Collection, a dynamic audiobook collection of short stories presented by RingtoneFeeder.com and SteveSaylor.net. Steve presents a genre mashup of multiple stories for your ears.
I have to be on caffeine to write all this.
Steve Saylor presents The Caffeine Collection, on sale October 28th, 2009.
So mark this day down so you will not forget. For more information, SteveSaylor.net.
Soon it will be a new year, a new decade, and that means a new Transformers Review podcast from the minds that brought you the TFG1 podcast and all things Transformers. Coming January 11th, 2010 is the Beast Unleashed podcast. This will feature Steve Megatron, Pecan Court Michael, and TFG1 Mike. 30 pulse-pounding, discussion-filled episodes covering both Beast Wars and Beast Machines. This is the first ever Beast Wars Review Podcast. So unleash the beast in you. You can find us on iTunes and the web at www.geekcastradio.com. The TFG1 Podcast has 24 action-packed discussion episodes on the original Transformers cartoon. So if you're a fan of the 80s cartoon, we have all you need and more, as well as an interview with Stan Bush. You can find us on iTunes
and the web at www.geekcastradio.com. Tune in. ToyCast is all new as we have transformed and transcended from just being Transformers ToyCast into ToyCast. We'll talk about any toy line from any generation, even Rock'em Sock'em Robots. You can find us on iTunes and the web at www.geekcastradio.com. Start being a kid again and keep collecting those toys. Moo-ha-ha-ha-ha.
Now back to ToyCast.
We are back, and I will let you go first on your final thoughts, kid. Yeah, my final thoughts are just going to be a whole bunch of curse slang together.
My final thought, like I said before, it was decent in the 80s. If you were a kid, you would have watched a few episodes. You would have, you know, probably enjoyed it. You wouldn't have been, like, jumping up and down. You wouldn't have been, like, begging to see more. But you would have watched it just like you watched all the other cartoons in the 80s. And it would have been part of your memory, part of your nostalgic, you know, identity of what you think about when you think about the 80s. You know, it played its part. Its song, theme song is great. Voice acting was decent. Everything else was rushed. Everything else was cheap, second-hand stuff. But at least I have a fond childhood memory of this to a point, which I probably won't have for the next month of programming.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Well, I don't think I started actually functioning until Transformers premiered, because honestly, I would much rather hit my head up against a fucking brick wall than watch this when I was a kid. Seriously. This was not a show that I watched at all. I watched it once or twice, and that was it. This show was just so horrible. Just everything outside of the voice acting, everything about this show, okay, voice acting and theme song, outside of those two things, this show is just fucking horrible. There was no plot. There was a very thin lack of a plot line. You know, the same episodes happen like every other week. No, this show fucking sucks. Goddamn.
So he's actually recommending that you go watch this show.
No, not go watch this show. It needs to burn in hell and die in a fire.
I'm not that mean. I'll never buy it on DVD, but I'm not going to be that mean.
On fucking DVD, because Hasbro won't let it be, thank God for that. Thank God for Transformers. Anyways. So, going into the closing for the show, thank you for joining us here on TuneCast. There are several ways to get in contact with us and leave feedback for the show. First, you can visit www.geekcastradio.com. Find all the other podcasts there. It's also where you can check out the Tara Strong interview we just did. The second is you can stop by productonempire.com/nexus and get all your GCRN/Transformers discussion topics there. And the third is you can leave the show feedback in iTunes. We now have a voicemail line. Call us and leave us your thoughts on each episode. Be sure to say which show you're leaving the message for and your name. The number is 502-526-5821. We have Twitters. The show name there is GCRNTuneCast. Mine is TFG1Mike. And what is your Twitter?
BossKDog.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of TuneCast. Wish you'll join us next time when we'll be reminiscing on Be My Valentine, Charlie Brown. For now, I am TFG1Mike with...
Kevin, Professor BossKDog.
Hanging the rewards of Optimus Prime, transform and roll out, and thank you for listening. Until next time.